MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 2, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The longshoremen's strike concerns retailers. The Cabot Theater is getting a facelift, and a beach pollution solution is still needed. Cloudy, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:48 a.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that the state's business leaders are urging negotiators to reach a deal to resolve a labor dispute that shut down cargo ports from Maine to Texas on Tuesday, warning that it could upend the supply chain for consumer goods ahead of the holiday season. More than 45,000 workers at 14 ports walked off the job overnight after talks between the United States Maritime Alliance, which represents shipping lines and port operators, and the International Longshoremen's Association, the union representing dock workers, failed to reach an agreement on a new contract. Paul Layton is writing in the Salem News, the Cabot Theater in Beverly is planning a major renovation of the exterior of its building, including the replacement of its 1960s-era marquee. The plan would dramatically reshape the facade of the historic theater in downtown Beverly in an attempt to match the beauty of the theater space on the inside, according to Thad Samasco, a member of the Cabot's board of directors who is also donating his time as the architect for the project. The plan calls for the removal of the prominent marquee and Cabot Cinema sign over the entrance. Its removal will expose an arched window, which Samasco said will be restored and will provide views from the lobby to the exterior. Instead of a marquee, upcoming events will be advertised on two electronic message boards that will be attached to both sides of the building so people driving or walking up Cabot Street can see them from either direction. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Part of Good Harbor Beach in Gloucester was closed from time to time this past summer due to pollution. According to Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga, the cause of the high bacteria count was literally for the birds.
Some of the theory was that the problems at the creek were maybe coming from leaky sewer pipes or people who were still on septic tanks or cesspools nearby. And so we went through, the city, the DPW did quite extensive work throughout that region around Good Harbor Beach, fixing sewer lines. You know, right, we had cameras that we run through, the little robots that, to look for problems, and we repaired a bunch of that. We found, not going to name the specific roads or streets, but there were some areas of town that still had septic tanks or cesspools. We were able to get them either fixed or, fortunately for those residents, the sewer was nearby, so they were able to tie into the sewer. But the biggest takeaway from this most recent presentation was we did some health department sent to labs, and we did DNA testing, and they were able to determine that the, for the most part, it's avian fecal matter. Sorry to be so graphic, but so it's basically the birds, whether it's the seagulls or more likely, I think, the Canada geese that are all around.
Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. Matt Petrie is writing in today's Daily News of Newburyport. In Amesbury, the door was officially opened for retail cannabis in the downtown area last Tuesday when the City Council narrowly approved a needed zoning change. Bill sponsor and City Councilor Anthony Rinaldi is quoted as saying, "We've been fighting for this for a couple of years now, so getting it by was a big victory." The bill, co-sponsored by Mayor Cassandra Gove and City Councilor Steve Denganelli and Michael Hogg, received a 6-1-1 vote, passing the needed two-thirds threshold. City Councilor Owen Corcoran abstained, while City Councilor Nick Wheeler was opposed. The bill previously failed to gain the required two-thirds majority when last introduced, being defeated at the December 26 City Council meeting after only getting 5 votes. The bill amended the city zoning ordinances so retail cannabis sales could be extended into the downtown retail areas of the city and Carriage Hill. And My Brother's Table, the North Shore's largest soup kitchen, is hoping to secure substantial funding through its upcoming 8 Million Meals Walk on Sunday, October 13. The three-mile walk begins at the First Church in Swampscott Congregational on 40 Monument Avenue at 2 p.m. The event's title was inspired by the number of meals the Lynn-based organization has provided since its inception in 1982. While Executive Director Diane Kuzia-Hills described her organization's goal of $40,000 as lofty, she expressed her confidence in the community's ability to deliver. Kuzia-Hills emphasized why she feels fundraising events such as the walk are crucial to the kitchen, as it does not seek or accept any government funding due to its status as a hospitality-based charity. In sports, the MIAA football power rankings came out on Monday, and here are some of the schools that are ranked already. In Division 1, St. John's Prep is ranked number 2. Peabody is number 6 in Division 2. Masconomet is number 7, and Lynn English number 8 in Division 3. Division 4, Marblehead's our highest ranker with at number 14. Division 5 sees Bishop Fenwick at number 3. Newburyport is number 9. In D6, Swampscott, St. Mary's, and Winthrop are all in the top 10. And in Division 7, Manchester Essex is ranked at number 9. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.